Hi, my name is Al, and this is Unsingular. Salut, je m'appelle Elle et voici Unsingular. How are you? I hope that you had a beautiful week and an amazing weekend. Let's play a little bit of catch up. So this week, I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and we're celebrating Fiesta Texas, which is one of the biggest festivals here in San Antonio. So I got a chance to take my kids and my mom downtown, and we watched the parade, and it was such an amazing experience. It kind of took me back to my country of origin, Cameroon. We have a popular parade or march that we do during 20th of May and 11th of February. So it felt like that. So I kind of had like, you know, all these memories, and it was beautiful and it was amazing. And then we kind of took a little walk downtown. We had some really good ice cream and we enjoyed the Riverwalk. So that's my little update. That was my high for the weekend. My low was emotionally, I've been sort of navigating my thoughts and my feelings and trying to find balance with all of that. But the good side of it all is I'm in a season of self-discovery, which leads me to today's episode. I would really love to talk about identity, but authenticity when it comes to identity, because, you know, identity is something that have always pondered me personally. I'm still exploring. And after going through a lot of trauma, I realized like I have no idea who I actually am. And a lot of the time I see myself kind of molding to my environment. So if I'm around a certain group of people, I would sometimes struggle with being my authentic self because of either maybe trying to please those people or just maybe not knowing who I really was back then. So as I've evolved, I am discovering myself more. And I really wanted to talk about this with my listeners today, because I think one very important part of really living life to the fullest is knowing who we are and accepting who we are, again, with a growth mindset. So the first question I'd like to ask is, how do you present yourself to the world? Do you feel like when you wake up in the morning, you acknowledge your person, you acknowledge who you are, and as you walk out of your door, you maintain that person throughout the day? Are you easily swayed emotionally? Are you easily discouraged? Those are all questions to ask ourselves. How do we present ourselves to the world? The second question is, does it feel natural, real, honest, and authentic the way we present ourselves? So do we struggle to embody a certain person, or does it come naturally because that's who we are? And that's part of really understanding our characteristics, because the more we sway, the more we change, the more we struggle with adjusting to a certain circumstance, then we realize that we're very far disconnected from our true identity. And then the third question I'd like to ask is, what small steps can you take today to reconnect to who you are? So some steps that we can take to actively, and you know, reconnect sounds like, okay, we already knew who we were and now we're trying to rediscover that. But then there's people who are like, I didn't even know who I was to begin with, so I can't even rediscover her. And that's where there's that battle within self and our persons, because we literally do not know who we are, who we're representing. And it's almost like there's multiple facets of us that we keep switching off every day. So I would say the first thing that I'd really, really recommend is there is this book called No Bad Parts by Richard Schwartz. That was honestly to date is one of my favorite reads. And it's a difficult book because it talks about very complicated things when it comes to our person, our minds, our bodies. Richard Schwartz actually believes that we're not one person. He believes that we are multiple persons within our human. And then within that human, there's something called self. But then there's self. Ourselves are kind of like overshadowed by all these other persons based on our experiences and our traumas. And when I read that, I really connected with his book because it made me realize how much we can disconnect from our identity and our true selves because all these other parts within us have taken over. And he talks about parts like our messenger, our critic, which are parts in our bodies that kind of, you know, the critic is kind of that part in your body or that person in your body that constantly criticizes, self-criticism, putting us down, self-esteem. And there's people who think about it. If we were just one person, then why do some people come across so much more confident than others? Obviously, yes, the easy answer is like, okay, childhood trauma, whatever we've been through. But then there are parts that have been hypersensitized within us that cause us to react to circumstances a certain way that's very different from another person. And that causes us to have a very disconnect from ourselves and our identity. So I would recommend that book called No Bad Parts, because it really helped me start to unpack layers within myself that I'd never thought about. As I'm still doing that, I'd really like you to join me on that journey. But another thing I'd like to share is paying attention to the little details. What are things that make us feel good? One thing I'll confess I struggled with a lot in the past was people pleasing, because a part of me felt like in order to fit in order to be liked, I needed to make sure that I was pleasing people. And a lot of the time it came at my expense, because I would, you know, kind of like do stuff for people that I knew I absolutely didn't want to do. And then throughout the process, I would bring myself down because my critic would be like, see, you're not authentic. You're not being yourself. And my mind was like, no, it's okay. You're just trying to fit in. And so I realized that when I started being very true to who I am when it comes to my answers, if somebody needed something, if somebody needed money, or if somebody needed a favor, or even just the little things like going out, you know, a certain way with people, when I realized that I was just really checking in with myself to see, how do I feel about this? Do I want to do this? And I've learned to be like, I need a minute to give you an answer, because my very first answer is always, yes, yeah, sure, absolutely. Even though in my mind, I'm like, that sounds awful. So I would say reading some books to really help us rediscover identity will be the first tip. The second tip, I would say paying attention to the little details that make us feel good. When we act a certain way, when we say things in a certain way, do we feel more connected to ourselves? Do we feel more comfortable? Do we feel like we're protecting ourselves more? And the third part is really showing ourselves self-love. And what that looks like is not allowing anybody, especially people that are close to us, whether it's relationship, family, close friends, not allowing anybody to make us lose ourselves. And I share this because I am a victim of losing myself when it comes to relationships. Granted, you can't say you lost yourself if you didn't know who you were to begin with. However, my situation was, I was so bent on making my previous marriage work that I was willing to lose so many pieces of myself. And by the end of it, I had no idea who I was. And that could happen in friendships, that could happen in family relationships. So it's really important for us to, you know, an easy word to say, set up boundaries, set up some healthy boundaries that allow us to protect our persons, allow us to be authentic, allow us to live a life full of happiness, intentionality, to where we notice the amount of air we're breathing. We notice where our minds are, our bodies, our souls, and we're not just floating in space. There are people who are so good about it that they don't feel like the days fly by. The other day I was like, oh my gosh, it's already April. And someone else was like, yeah, it feels like April took forever, because I feel like she is very aware of where she's at in her body and what's going on, that she doesn't just like float through life. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that this helps you start your week in a way that's complex yet very pleasant. I love you so much as usual, and have a beautiful, beautiful week. Bye.